Ekpo is saying that there should be re-establishment of the electoral calendar that will take into cognizance the constitution of Senegal and also the protocols of ECOWAS, so that we are not outside the realm of the law.
When you say the protocols of ECOWAS, what is happening in Senegal? Does it infringe on the protocols of ECOWAS?
Yeah, some experts indicate that because 6 months to elections, you cannot sort of change the laws governing electoral processes and constitutional processes in a country. And what we are seeing is that what the parliament decided in the wee hours of today also fall under that situation where the protocols of ECOWAS on changing the laws of the constitution within 6 months of the election have been infringed. So we are cautioning the country to make sure that their own constitutions and the ECOWAS protocols are not violated by what is going on in Senegal today.
When ECOWAS says that Senegal should reestablish electoral calendar, the Parliament of Senegal has postponed the election by 10 months. So are you saying this electoral calendar, when it is reestablished, should fall within the 10 months or go back to original date of the election?
The thinking of ECOWAS is that what the parliament has decided, we think it is against both the constitution of Senegal and also against the fundamental protocols of ECOWAS, which clearly state in a supplementary protocol on democracy and good governance that you cannot modify electoral laws or the constitution within 6 months to the elections unless with the approval of the majority of stakeholders. We feel that the decision of parliament does not meet the requirements of what the supplementary protocol says. So all we are saying is that Senegal should be within the laws of its own constitution and should not also violate the protocols of ECOWAS. Those are our two main demands.
When I have you on the line, I wanted you to talk to me also about what's happening in Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso. Has there been any official response from ECOWAS to the decision of these three countries to leave ECOWAS?
Yeah, listen, we have responded to them because the very first statement they made was on TV in both Niger and in Bamako, saying that they were withdrawing. ECOWAS membership is not based on collective applications. So those three countries cannot apply to leave ECOWAS when they didn't apply collectively to join ECOWAS. They are also to be aware that you cannot withdraw from ECOWAS within a period of 12 months. So since then, each of the three countries has written to ECOWAS saying that they would want to withdraw. We said fine, but none of them has repeated the public declaration of the three countries that they are withdrawing from ECOWAS with immediate effect.